The Wellness Revolution starts now.
Welcome to the program. Today we're joined by Giselle, and we're going to be talking about her experience. And Giselle, I'd love to hear a little bit about you. Can you let our audience know where you're coming from?
Sure. So I am originally from Argentina.
Wow.
So I probably don't look like an Argentinian. A lot of people don't think I'm from South America, but grew up in Argentina. Mm-hmm. Actually, grew up in various countries, Canada. That's where I learned English. Then we moved back to South America. I lived in Colombia, Venezuela. And then I moved to Boston, Massachusetts.
Wow.
In 1996. And then came to Houston in 2010.
Does that mean you speak three languages?
Just two.
Okay.
Two.
All right.
Yes.
Very good.
46 years old, mom of two. Work full-time, and my hobby is bodybuilding and cooking.
All right. Any particular type of cooking?
Just using a lot of whole foods, so no preservatives, just everything from scratch, just back to the basics.
Great. Well, obviously you were having some things going on that led you to come see us, and that was just fairly recently last year. Tell us a little bit about what was going on.
Sure. So I think once I turned 40, things started to change.
Mm-hmm.
And I started experiencing cycle irregularities. And I was very tired. I have always been a very energetic individual, and I was just drained. By midweek, I would just come home and have to take a nap before cooking dinner or spending time with my family. So I went to see my primary care physician, my OBGYN, got all the, blood work.
Mm-hmm.
Everything came back normal, and had some additional testing just to make sure there were no structural issues going on. And everything came back normal. So my doctor said, well, it's part of the aging process. So basically, I was told to, this is how life is from now on, and you have to learn to live with that.
Okay, well.
But I did not take that as an answer that I wanted, just because, like I said, this happened in my early 40s, and, I hope to live a long life, and I just didn't want to think that my days were like this, especially mm-hmm. I have two boys. They're very energetic.
Mm-hmm.
They're 11 and 17. So I just, I wanted to be around doing fun things with them.
How did you hear about us?
Actually, through my sister-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
She's a guest here, I think, for the past 10, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I also had some friends and acquaintances that have been coming here. So I decided to reach out and see how you guys could help me.
Fantastic. And when did you come in and see us?
I came in, I think it was last, maybe February, March, that area, around that time frame.
What was it like coming in here?
It was great. It does not feel like a doctor's office. It's actually fun. You get to spend the whole day.
All right. Fun.
Fun. And I actually was looking forward to all my follow-up appointments, believe it or not. So, the people here, you're treated, it's different, like I said, than going to a doctor's office where you're just sitting in a cold waiting room, and I feel like you're just, a number.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas here, it's more personal, and it's a caring environment for sure.
Great. And I believe you saw Jason.
I did.
All right. And of course, he would have gone over history and physical exam, and came up with a game plan. And
yes.
Tell us how that went.
Sure. So, decided to start taking some bioidentical hormones. So even though all my blood work came back normal, all my symptoms indicated hypothyroidism. I was always cold, even in the summertime. My family thought I was crazy, that I was wearing a sweater. I was so cold that my nails would turn purple.
Wow.
So So yes, so he listened to my symptoms and recommended, you know, some hormones, so thyroid, progesterone, testosterone, and some supplements. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got some additional guidance from Jackie on nutrition and yeah, so I mean, it's work. You have to put in the work. I'm not going to lie. It's not a, you know, you're not going to feel excellent from one day to the next, but yeah, what he put me on definitely helped me feel better.
Fantastic. And what was the hard work part?
Well, we eat a pretty, you know, clean diet at home, but still just being more conscious about the labels, mm-hmm. You know, all these hidden ingredients, chemicals, you know, food coloring. So, you know, I did it, you know, for me, but I also switched my family over to this. So it was a little hard at first to get everybody on board. But in the long run, everybody, I think, started feeling better with, you know, you are what you eat. Mm-hmm. So if you put clean, you know, food ingredients, then you're going to definitely, your body's going to feel much better.
Fantastic. What were some of the first things you started to notice improving?
I wasn't as tired, mm-hmm. and I started not, I wasn't as cold all the time. So I feel like, well, my body temperature did take a little while to, you know, be in the normal range, mm-hmm. but I wasn't wearing, you know, a sweater during the summer.
Well, that's so nice.
That was nice. Well, when we go to restaurants and it's cold, definitely I'll bring a little sweater, but not outdoors.
How has it affected your day-to-day activity now that you're feeling better, you know, not as cold, more energy?
I feel great. I mean, I wake up at 5 in the morning every day. I love waking up before everybody else does because it's some quiet time around the house. Mm-hmm. But it also gives me a chance to, you know, I make breakfast. I go for a walk. I get the kids ready. I have energy. So come home by 5:30, cook dinner. Go to bed by 9:30 and I still feel great. I'm not tired.
Wow.
So it's a huge change for me.
And you're still doing the bodybuilding?
Yes. So I do that. I lift weights, 5 days a week.
Wow.
And, yeah, it's just part of my routine, like brushing your teeth and eating. You go to the gym as well.
Is it easier to achieve results after, you know, this year compared to last year? And referring to the bodybuilding?
Yes, I feel stronger at the gym. So mm-hmm. last year, even though I was eating what I needed to eat, sufficient food, I did not feel strong at the gym. Whereas now I can lift heavier and I definitely feel like, you know, I'm performing much better, optimally, for sure.
Great. You know, it's interesting that not only can you put on, some people would think maybe testosterone has a lot to do with muscle mass, but actually thyroid, when thyroid is low, we actually lose muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a, you know, common issue that people face in sarcopenia. And have you noticed comments from anybody? Your kids may not have noticed it. They may just notice you're smiling more or feeling better, mm-hmm. but do you get any feedback from friends and family?
I do. You know, I get my skin looks better, for one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just can participate in more activities. I'm more involved and engaged with other people and with my family. So that's been a huge difference.
So it sounds like just the overall quality of life day to day is
definitely
significantly better.
Definitely.
Great.
Yeah.
What do you think is, you know, you had heard about us from family member and did you know about us for a while and think about coming to see us or
No, so I knew from family, friends, but I brought my 11-year-old here before being myself. So he suffers from food allergies and environmental allergies. We carry an EpiPen all mm-hmm. the time, and this is since he was a toddler. His allergist said, you know, I kept asking, well, is there something that we can do to desensitize him? Because I kind of had heard before. And he said, no, there's nothing you can do. He's just either going to outgrow it when he turns 11 or 12, or he's just going to have to live with it for the rest of his life. And so I read on your blog about low-dose immunotherapy, and we came in for a consultation, and he started therapy with you guys, and he is no longer allergic to eggs.
Wow.
So now we're working on other food allergens. So he's allergic to nuts, walnuts, pecans, and so we're continuing with the therapy, and we're hoping to do another food challenge at his allergist's office next year.
Great, great. And interestingly, and a lot of people associate immunotherapy with getting shots and that sort of thing. And of course, our approach is quite differently.
Very
Maybe
different.
You could describe that.
Sure. So he had been doing the conventional for allergy shots for environmental, and that was really it didn't work for us because it was torture. You know, to prick a young kid, I think it was once or twice a week. I can't remember. So we stopped that. Whereas with the low-dose immunotherapy, it's a sublingual drops that get sent to your house every 7 to 10 weeks. So it's really easy. We actually just got our last dose in the mail this week. So we're going to be doing it in the next couple of days.
Well, that is fascinating that you actually found out about that prior to coming to take care of yourself.
Yes.
So I guess that's kind of typical of moms taking care of their kids first.
Kids first, for sure, and then moms.
Are you going to be sending some other folks our way?
I have already, actually. Oh, no. Yeah, there's been, I know for sure a colleague at work is coming here. Mm-hmm. But yeah, anytime I learn of, you know, people that have similar symptoms to me or are dealing with difficult, you know, health issues that conventional medicine has not been able to help, then I really recommend seeking a functional, holistic doctor. And you guys have been great. So great. Thank you.
Thank you. And, you know, you mentioned functional medicine. That's one term that describes what we do. And there's a lot of umbrellas there. When you're thinking about all the folks that are dealing with some issues like you have, and you know, can you give them some advice? You know, maybe how to learn more. I think you mentioned actually listening to our podcast regularly in your commute.
Yes. So I commute. My commute's about 40, 45 minutes each way. And I love to spend my time listening to podcasts, and the HOTSI podcast is one. I have some friends around the United States, actually, that I have sent the podcast because they're dealing with certain conditions that you guys talk about. So, I would encourage anyone to listen. They're short, so you're not going to spend a lot of time listening to them. But if they're longer, I mean, I would take that as well because they're very informative and helpful.
Right. Yeah, I love the detailed podcast, but you're right. Some that are 1 to 3 hours are a little harder to get through.
Yes. You have to break them up a little bit.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And as your son is doing better, you've got more energy and you're enjoying life more. And, you know, I think that when people are really sick and they're in bed, I know that they go, gosh, well, I know I need a doctor. I need to do better. But a lot of folks would have settled for, you know, the situation that you were in. You would have thought, well, I just need to take a nap. I need to scale back what I'm doing. After all, I'm in my 40s. You fall off a cliff. But that's great. And and besides being involved in bodybuilding, do you have any other hobbies that you're participating in?
I like to cook, like I mentioned. Mm-hmm. And then, that's all I have time for. I work full time. Mm-hmm. And just spend time with my family.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Giselle, for sharing your experience. We really appreciate that.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We'll be here. If you need anything, just call our new guest coordinators and they can give you more information how you too can get your health back. Thanks again.
Physicians Preference Pharmacy, we understand that the quality of your compounded medications directly affects the way you feel, which is why we believe that your pharmacy should specialize in compounding medications while also delivering extraordinary hospitality and guest service. We believe that both patients and prescribers should accept nothing less than consistency and quality from their compounding pharmacy. This is why we've implemented some of the strictest quality standards in compounding, exceeding standard requirements, achieving PCAB accreditation, which is the Pharmacy Compounding Accreditation Board, an organization that sets the highest standards in compounding pharmacy regarding the safety, cleanliness, and quality of your compounded prescriptions. Because of our commitment to complete health and wellness, we are dedicated to making your medications free of lactose, parabens, artificial sweeteners, and any unnecessary dyes, binders, or fillers present in many other medications, offering you the cleanest products possible.
Information provided on this program is neither intended nor implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice and is not intended to replace the services of a physician, nor does it constitute a doctor-patient relationship. You should not use information from this radio program to diagnose or treat a health problem or disease without consulting with a qualified healthcare provider. If you have or suspect you have an urgent medical problem, promptly contact a professional healthcare provider or call 911. Dr. Hotze's Wellness Revolution advises you to always seek the advice of a physician or other qualified health provider prior to starting any new treatment or with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Any application of the recommendations from this program is at the listener's discretion.